To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Monday News, listeners, and welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. And a happy Thanksgiving to all of our Canadian listeners out there. It's the 10th of October, 2022. Got the highlights of the best technology news that happened over the weekend, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. It's event time for Microsoft. Yep, their fall event is coming on October 12th, but you won't be able to go and get in the doors. That's because, yes, once again, it's a no in-person event. Now, as far as the details of this event from Microsoft, yeah, they're being real secret about this. In fact, the only thing they're telling the press right now, we're going to talk about devices. So yeah, that kind of leaves everything wide open. We would think, though, devices would obviously mean Surface, probably laptops, who knows what else Microsoft's been working on. There has been a lot of rumors, though, what Microsoft at least is working on in their Surface line, particularly the Surface Pro 9. From what we're hearing, it will come in an Intel configuration, and also that Microsoft ARM chip version. But unlike other events, particularly Apple or even Google, where we get little trickles coming out beforehand, this one actually looks like it's going to be a big surprise of what's coming. October 12th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, yep, that's the time to be there. In front of your screen, of course. Hey, you Facebook user, maybe you were one of the 1 million users where your login was actually stolen. How would you know this? Well, apparently, Facebook is emailing you. Yep, the folks over at Meta, the ones actually doing the emailing, are warning Facebook users about hundreds of apps, be it on Google's Play Store or even Apple's App Store, that were actually designed to steal your login credentials. In fact, according to Meta, they've actually identified over 400 malicious apps. And these were actually disguised as games, photo editors, getting people to unknowingly install all the things, and then of course give their info away. Now, like we said, 1 million users, it actually could be more than that. That was actually all that was reported by Bloomberg. And Meta themselves, yeah, they're not exactly giving the exact number. As of now, at least according to Meta, those apps that they did report, be it on the Play Store or the Apple App Store, they have been now taken down. I'm sure a lot of you iOS users out there are going, wait a minute, how do those apps get in the App Store? Well, Apple and even Google didn't really respond for any comment regarding that. Of the 402 malicious apps, 355 were actually on Android, and 47 were for iOS. And finally, staying with iOS and the new iPhone 14, whatever you do, don't bring your phone on a roller coaster. We all know iPhone 14's got that new crash detection feature, and it works pretty well. Maybe a little too well. That's because phones in the U.S. have been alerting authorities as it's been dialing 911 when aboard a roller coaster. In fact, over the last few weeks, the new feature's been sending law enforcement all over the country to various amusement parks. Now, of course, why this is happening, I'm sure you know, it's a roller coaster. Lots of flips, lots of turns, and hard braking. Everything you'd experience probably in a car crash. Now, those of you that don't know how this feature works, when it calls the law enforcement, it plays an audio message for them, alerting them that you've been in a car crash. Then, of course, provides your location. And apparently a lot of those locations, yeah, have been atop a roller coaster. So now one has to wonder, are phones banned from roller coasters? Actually, I don't think I'd bring it on there in the first place. Yeah, might just slip out. And then you gotta wonder, what's next? I'm just waiting for the authorities to pop on by the bumper cars. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Support the new show by going to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. For as little as $5 a month, you can do your part in helping keep the new show alive. Also, don't forget, while you're over there at the official website, check out the latest episodes of The Mac and Big Shows. Find us, of course, on Facebook at British Tech Network, or give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech, and join the community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, well, we're actually going to be back at your way on Wednesday this week. There won't be a Tuesday show this week. And I know, we usually don't have a Wednesday show. Sorry to confuse you. Just giving you the heads up. Regardless, we will get you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on. But until Wednesday comes around, hope you have a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.